Moshe has two short, brief tshuvas, which he discusses a halacha found in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, which comes up every so often, and that is the following. The Beis Yosef there quotes from one of the Rishonim, the Rokeach, that we only perform Nefilas Apayim, in other words, we only put our heads down and cover our faces with our arms when we are in front of a Sefer Torah Ba'aron. And the Sefer Rokeach quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yoshua after the initial defeat of Klal Yisrael in the battle against the city of Ai, when the pasuk says that Yeshua fell Lefnei Aron Hashem, before the Aron of God. So Sefer Rokeach says, aha, you see that you're supposed to be Nofel only Lefnei Aron Hashem, before the Aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Beis Yosef comments that this seems to be just a tradition, seems to be a Kabbalah. There's no Makor and Shas for this distinction. And therefore the Beis Yosef seems to be questioning whether this is L'Halacha. The Ramah, however, both in Darkei Moshe and in Shulchan Aruch, quotes that this is in fact the Minog of Ashkenaz, quotes the Maharil, that we only perform Nefilas Apayim when we are in front of a Makom where there's an Aron and Sefer Torah. The Taz then, Sifkat and Herb, Moshe quotes, writes, Lav Dafka, that there has to be an Aron also. Even though the Lashon found in the Ramah is Sefer Torah Ba'aron, it's Lav Dafka Sefer Torah Ba'aron. Even if there's just a Sefer Torah without an Aron, that's also considered Lifnei Hashem when one would perform Nefilas Apayim. So Moshe writes, according to the Taz, where there is clearly no need specifically to have an Aron, it's the Sefer Torah itself that's critical. This is in Orachaim Chelek Dalet Simen Chaf Aleph. But Moshe says, so it's partially says, therefore, if you have a Sefer Torah in the Beis Medrash, but because of security concerns, there had been previous thefts of the Sefer Torah, so you don't want to leave it in your Aron Kodesh, because Aron Kodesh isn't adequately protected. So you put the Sefer Torah, for that reason, in the closet where you store all the other necessities for the shul, the wine and other items, because that closet happens to have a lock on it. It's more secure. So they put the Sefer Torah in that closet. So Moshe says the fact that it's not in the regular Aron is not going to make any difference as far as this halacha of Nefilas Apayim is concerned. Because Lamaisa, according to the Taz, there is a Sefer Torah there. Therefore, you would put your head down when reciting Nefilas Apayim, when reciting Tachanun. Then Moshe happens to comment that certainly because of the Kavod Sefer Torah, one should do his best to install a lock on the Aron HaKodesh itself to prevent any security concerns there. In a different tshuva in Yeredeya Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Chavtes, Moshe also commenting on this halacha of not reciting Tachanun with Nefilas Apayim, or to be more accurate, not performing Nefilas Apayim when there's no Sefer Torah, Moshe quotes an interesting minog. He says that in Yerushalayim the minog apparently is that they recite Tachanun with Nefilas Apayim, even if there is no Sefer Torah. So Moshe says, the reason for that, he says, is not because there is a machlokas in Menhagim, whether we pass them like the Ramah and the Sefer Rokeach or not. Rather, that minog as well assumes, like the minog of Ashkenaz, that we only perform Nefilas Apayim when there is a Sefer Torah present. However, Moshe says, Yerushalayim is considered a makom kadosh and miyuchad l'tfilah. And therefore, even without the Sefer Torah, it's shaykh to have Nefilas Apayim as if there was a Sefer Torah there. Apparently, the Moshe is assuming that the reason why we have Nefilas Apayim only when there is a Sefer Torah is because that makes it more of a makom kadosh miyuchad l'tfilah. So if that's the case, Yerushalayim is assumed always to be a makom kadosh miyuchad l'tfilah. So even if you're davening without a Sefer Torah, you still would perform Nefilas Apayim. Now, based on that, Rav Moshe says, it's not shaykh to talk about, well, my minhag is to say Tachanun without Nefilas Apayim, without a Sefer Torah. And Yerushalayim the minhag is to say it with Nefilas Apayim. He says, no, it's all one minhag. It's just that there's more Kedusha here in Yerushalayim than there is in Chutz La'aretz or in another place outside of Yerushalayim. And therefore, he says, Mela, anybody who's in Yerushalayim should perform Nefilas Apayim, even if it's in a place where there's no Sefer Torah. This is an added point of interest. So in Sefer Isha Yisrael, they quote Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who also confirmed that this was the minhag of Yerushalayim to perform Nefilas Apayim even when there is no Sefer Torah present. However, Shlomo Zalman felt that was only in Yerushalayim Eir Atika, Bein HaChomot, inside the old city walls. That's where there is a heightened degree of kedusha that lagabe this halacha of tachanun would require that one perform a tefillas apayim even when one is davening in a place where there is in fact no sefer Torah.
So,